Ready?
We are, sir.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to this Los Alamos County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. Happy New Year to everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. It is 9 a.m., and I'm calling this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas and the Pledge of Allegiance followed by Commissioner Liz Bobos.
Father God, we praise you for this new year. May we learn from our mistakes in the past. Help us to face the challenges of this year, and may this new year be filled with joy and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mr. Durenkamp.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Durenkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
All right. I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're going to go to when there is no items on section two. And we're going to jump to section three, reading of our correspondence commissioner committee reports. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you like to go first?
I don't have any reports to give. I'd just like to wish our community, our staff, our fellow commissioners a happy new year and a prosperous new year to each and every one. So
thank you, sir. Thank you. Commissioner Tony Haas.
I have no report. First time in 5 years.
Well, we will follow in that pattern. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you. Do we have, let me go to elected officials updates. Do we have anyone from the county assessor's office? Anyone from the clerk and recorder's office? Treasurer's office? Sheriff's office? District attorney? Coroner. Hearing that, now we're going to go to the next section. Nothing on section five, public comment. We're going to go into it at this time. I'm going to invite anyone 3 minutes to address this board on public comment. And so I have one, Mr. Murphy. Good morning.
Morning, commissioners and staff. It's been almost a month. As you know, if you followed the news at all, the CBI is now involved. I want to make you aware, some of your staff might know this, but I actually brought this issue to you back in 2017. And I think, Luis, you were here because some of the documents I went through has your name on it. I made you aware that there were issues with the coroner and using equipment and things like that. So, unfortunately, the more we look, the more we seem to find. Almost every day, I get calls from people giving me more and more information. On December 5th, when I did my presentation, I didn't know about Timothy Radford. There's been a big news story I didn't know about. I knew about Clay Mace, but I didn't know him, the one that feeds the homeless. And Mr. Radford went missing in 2019, found that he was executed. And they found him a couple weeks later. They did the autopsy, and then the coroner buried the body. And then when the family showed up, if you haven't seen this in the news, when the family showed up, he couldn't show them where the body was. Because if you go to Starkville, there's two parts of the cemetery. On the left is an old part that probably hasn't been used in 50 years, which is where the coroner Burger took them. And then there's a part to the right where I've buried people in the year in these past few years. The family was really upset. I went up there with NBC and with Pastor Mason. And I didn't even know. Carl Mestis was going to be here, but he has a head cold. I didn't even know about that part. Carl told me repeatedly that there's a cemetery across the Arroyo. And one of the things that people in Los Angeles County don't know is that we have over 100 listed, documented rural cemeteries. So there's quite a few. And I have the book that has them all listed. So we wandered around trying to find the second cemetery, and we went in the wrong direction, but we came back and it was right along the road. And Mr. Mace was absolutely certain that that cemetery to the left is the one that he and the family were taken to by Mr. Berker. And I can tell you, as Mr. Mason became very self-assured that this was where they were taken, that there is no way that heavy equipment or anything had gone in there to dig any graves in recent history. And the actual cemetery was 100 yards right on the corner. And that's where we were, we've seen Mr. Huff on September 6th. So my issue with you today, I'll keep this to the 3 minutes, is I've done open records requests on the county, and we paid Rosemary Shire, who's here today, whose husband Dave is still missing, and we are possibly under the assumption that he may be there. On the 13th of last month, she paid $900. We're still waiting. The open records law says you have 3 days to 7 days. We haven't heard anything. I'll wrap it up. I paid DHS another one for $900 on the 13th of, no, I'm sorry, the 22nd of November. I still haven't gotten anything back. So my next step is to go to the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition and ask them to file a lawsuit so that we can get these documents and they will pay for it. I have to hire an attorney to do that. But the one thing that keeps coming to the front for me is after the misdirection and everything that we've had, and I said this in my original presentation, I'll wrap it up with this, is that there's only going to be one way to get to the truth, because I feel like we're being stonewalled right now by everybody, and that's a grand jury investigation. That's what I and Rosemary and some others are going to be doing. Testifying under oath is a little bit different than me standing up here and asking you for information, especially right now. You can't respond to me anyway. So that's where we're going. I have enough information that I could come up here for every one of your meetings for the next 12 months. If that's what it takes, that's what I'm going to do. The abbreviated presentation that I did last time, there's more, and more of it is going to outrage this community. To the point that something will need to be done. And I will probably do that at the next meeting. It was Friday the 13th when Darby Shire said to me, is it possible that's my dad? And here after all this time, if it was your loved one, I think we'd already have that body exhumed, or bodies. Because right now, when you do the math, it just seems like there's possibly more. I'm telling you, more and more is coming to light, and it's not good. None of it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. At this time, anyone online that wishes to use this opportunity for public comment? 3 minutes. Thank you. We're going to go to the next section and finish business. Consideration of Resolution 23-029 sales and use tax. Mr. Dorenkamp and our finance director, Poverty.
Commissioners, I believe the board tabled this item, so I think the first step is to remove from the table.
Thank you, sir.
Make the motion to remove Resolution 23-029 sales and use tax off the table, Chairman.
Thank you.
Second motion.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Pires Lopez?
Yes. And at this point in time, I do believe that having had a couple of questions personally that we have on this, I would probably request a legal counsel, if commissioners are okay with that, to go into a brief discussion and to make a decision that is going to be totally 100% comprehensible and understandable by everyone. Counsel?
I would move to go into executive session.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. We'll take a brief recess and we'll come back and should be able to make a decision on this.
I got some entertainment. Good idea.
It's not to mind.
Okay.
Can you say what the heat breaks?
Yes. Cool.
You got a little cool, yeah.
That's right. Another year from now, I'll be done.
Right.
Ready, sir.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion at this time to resume the Board of County Commissioners meeting.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Excuse me, Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. So let's go back to the consideration of resolution 23029 sales tax, sales and use tax. Once again, back to you, Mr. Dorenkamp, and or Finance Director Poverty.
Commissioner, before you, for your consideration, is resolution 23-029, our sales and use tax that was approved by the voters in 2017. Let me read it. Okay.
Unless, commissioners, do we have any discussion, any questions at this point in time? Please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, implementing the voter approved use tax, resolution number 23-029. Whereas Colorado Revised Statutes Section 29-2-103 authorizes counties to levy a countywide use tax upon the approval of the majority of the registered electors of the county, and whereas on November 7, 2017, the majority of the registered electors in Los Angeles County approved ballot measure 1B, which authorized a 1% tax for the privilege of using or consuming in Los Angeles County construction and building materials purchased at retail, and ballot measure 1A, which authorized a 0.5% sales tax print for public safety imprint for the privilege of using and consuming in Los Angeles County any construction and building materials purchased at retail. And whereas pursuant to CRS 29-2-109, print 1 imprint, the use tax imposed by the adoption of this resolution shall be only the privilege of using or consuming in the county any construction and building materials purchased at retail. The use tax shall not apply A, to storage, use, or consumption of any tangible personal property, the sale of which is subject to a retail sales tax imposed by the county. B, to storage, use, or consumption of any tangible personal property purchased for resale in the county, either in its original form or as an ingredient of a manufactured or compounded product in the regular course of business. C, to the storage, use, or consumption of tangible personal property brought into the county by a non-resident thereof for his use, for his storage use or consumption while temporarily within the county. However, this exemption does not apply to the storage, use, or consumption of tangible personal property brought into the estate by a non-resident to be used in the conduct of a business in this state. D, the storage, use, or consumption of tangible personal property by the United States government or the state of Colorado or its institutions or its political subdivisions in their governmental capacities only, or by religious or charitable corporations in the conduct of their regular religious or charitable functions. E, the storage, use, or consumption of tangible personal property by a person engaged in the business of manufacturing, compounding, for sale, profit, or use any article, substance, or commodity which tangible personal property enters into the processing of or becomes an ingredient or component part of the product or service which is manufactured, compounded, or furnished in a container label or the furnished shipping case thereof. F, to the storage, use, or consumption of any article or tangible personal property, the sale or use of which has already been subjected to a legally imposed sales or use tax of another statutory or home rule county equal to or in excess of that imposed by this article. A credit shall be granted against the use tax imposed by this article with respect to a person's storage, use, or consumption in a subsequent statutory or home rule county of tangible personal property purchased by him in a previous statutory or home rule county. The amount of the credit shall be equal to the tax paid by him by reason of the imposition of the sales or use tax of the previous statutory or home rule county on his purchase or use of the property. The amount of the credit shall not exceed the tax imposed by this article. G, to the storage, use, or consumption of tangible personal property and household effects acquired outside of the county and brought into it by a non-resident requiring residency age to the storage or use of a motor vehicle, if the owner is or was at the time of the purchase a non-resident county and purchase the vehicle outside of the county for use outside the county and actually sold, use it in a substantial or primary purpose for which it was acquired as a registered and he registered, titled, and licensed said motor vehicle outside of the county. Right to the storage, use, consumption of any construction or building materials and motor or other vehicles on which registration is required. The written contract for the purchase thereof was entered into prior to the effective date of such use tax. J, to the storage, use, consumption of any construction or material or building materials required to make necessary in the performance of any construction contract bid, let, or entered into at any time prior to the effective date of such tax resolution. And whereas pursuant to CRS 29-2-109, print 6, and print, no use tax of any home rule city, town, or any home rule city, town, or city and county shall apply to the storage, use, consumption of any article of tangible personal property, the seller use of which has already been subjected to a sales or use tax of any statutory home rule city, town, or city and county legally imposed on the purchaser or user equal to or in excess of that imposed by the subsequent home rule city, town, or city and county. A credit shall be granted against the use tax of a home rule city, town, or city and county with respect to the person's storage use consumption in the in-home rule city, town, or city and county of tangible personal property. The amount of the credit to equal the tax paid by him by reason of the imposition of a sales tax or the use tax of the previous statutory or home rule city, town, or city and county on his purchase of use of the property. The amount of the credit shall not exceed the tax imposed by the subsequent home rule city, town, or city and county. And whereas the Sanamis County Board of County Commission believes it is fair. It is fair and appropriate to implement the voter-approved use tax for the use or consumption in the county of any construction and building materials purchased at retail. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that effective January 2nd, 2024, the Los Angeles County voter-approved use tax shall be imposed for the use or consumption in the county of any construction and building materials purchased at retail using exemption and percentage rates as shown in the attached Exhibit A. Upon a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Any questions, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 230297 use tax.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. We're going to go to section 9, new business consideration of resolution 24-001 designating KCRT-FM-AM as the radio, as the official radio station for Los Angeles County. Mr. Donnegan.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado designating KCRT-92.5 FM and or AM as official radio station for Los Angeles County, Colorado for 2024. Resolution number 24-001. Whereas reasonable and necessary for the Board of County Commissioners to designate commercial radio station coverage throughout Los Angeles County as the official radio station for the purposes of broadcasting emergency notifications and dissemination of information to the general public within Los Angeles County. And whereas radio station KCRT 92.5 FM and AM are duly licensed by the Federal Communication Commission to operate as a general commercial radio station within Los Angeles County to function as the official emergency alert system granted PAS and grant radio station for the purpose of broadcasting alerts and warnings to the public within Los Angeles County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that the Board of County Commissioners does hereby designate KCRT-92.5 FM and AM and or AM radio station located 100 Fisher Drive, Trinidad, Colorado, as official radio station within Los Angeles County for the purpose of broadcasting all emergency alerts and warnings to the general public and the broadcast and the broadcast and general information system of Los Angeles County during calendar year 2024. Upon a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Commissioners, any discussion, questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of the resolution 24-001 designating KSCRT FM AM as the official radio station for Los Angeles County.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9B, consideration of resolution 24-002 designating financial institutions for the deposit of public funds for Los Angeles County. Mr. Dornkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating the financial institutions for the deposit of public funds of Los Angeles County during 2024. Resolution number 24-002. Whereas the Board of County Commission is required to formally designate the financial institution for the deposit of public funds of Los Angeles County, and whereas all financial institutions holding public funds are required to satisfy the requirements in the CRS 11-10.5-101 entitled the Public Deposit Protection Act, print PDPA in print, setting out the requirements for the protection of public funds held on deposit. And whereas Los Angeles County Treasurer Donna Leonetti is responsible for the collection, custody, and distribution of public funds for taxing entities within Los Angeles County, said County Treasurer has recommended to the County Board those financial entities that qualify under the PDPA for the holding of public funds during 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, 1. The Board of County Commission does hereby accept the recommendations of County Treasurer Donald Leonetti for the designation of financial institutions that qualify under PDPA for the deposit of public funds from Los Angeles County during 2024, including Century Savings and Loan Association, 233 East Main Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 8082, Bank of the West, 125 North Commercial Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 8082, InBank of Trinidad, 320 North Convent Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 8082, the First National Bank of Trinidad, 100 East Main Street, Trinidad, Colorado, 8082, Peaks Investment Management, 10237 West 52nd Street, 52nd Place, number 104 Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80033, Colo Trust, Brandon, Colorado Local Government Liquid Asset Trust, imprint, 717 17th Street, Suite 1850, Denver, Colorado, 80202, CSAFE, 1675, Broadway Suite 500, Denver, Colorado, 80202. On a motion made to second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024. By order of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature list.
Commissioners, any discussion, any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion, make a motion to approve resolution 24-002.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9C, consideration of resolution 24-003. Designating the Chronicle News and Word from the World Journal as official publications for Los Angeles County. Mr. Dornkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating the Chronicle News and World Journal as the official newspapers for publication of legal notices by Los Angeles County during 2024. Resolution number 24-003. Whereas in accordance with state statute, the Board of County Commissioners and other elected officials are required from time to time to have legal notices published and to disseminate other information to the general public within Los Angeles County, and whereas the Chronicle News and World Journal are newspapers of general circulation within Los Angeles County and are therefore qualified to publish legal notices and other public information that is required to be published by Los Angeles County. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, 1. The Board of County Commissioners hereby designates the Trinity Chronicle News and or World Journal as official newspapers for the purpose of publication of legal notices and such other legal publications as required by law during 2024. Upon a motion made to second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado. Follow by your signature lines.
Thank you. I want to get a drink. We're going to go through several more. Commissioners, do we have any discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of resolution 24-003.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 90, consideration of resolution 24-004, establishing the dates and times for conducting regular Board of County Commissioners meeting, parentheses, BOCC, parentheses, meetings. Mr. Dorenkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the dates and times for the conduct of regular meetings of the Board of Commissioners during 2024. Resolution number 24-004. Whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners, in conformance with CRS 30-10-303, is required to meet at the county seat for purposes of conducting county business no less frequently than once each month. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners desires to continue its established practice of meeting twice monthly in regular session for consideration of such business, it may come before the board to be held on the first and third Tuesday of each calendar month, beginning at the hour of 9 a.m. And whereas the board reserves the right to meet in special session as deemed necessary by the board to transact business that may not be reasonable to be held until a regular meeting. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, one, for the calendar year 2024, the Board of County Commission shall meet in regular session twice monthly on the first and third Tuesday of each calendar month, beginning at the hour of 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Chambers located in room 201 of Los Angeles County Courthouse, 200 East 1st Street, Trinity, Colorado, or virtually for the purposes of consideration of such matters that may come before the board. On a motion made to second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the second day of January 2024. By order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. Any questions, discussion? I'll entertain the motion.
One, and that I don't think this is necessary. Pre-COVID, we had a 24-hour notice. Is that still standard language? We should be okay with that. Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure we had that cleared up. Chairman, I'll make the motion to approve resolution 24-004 for dates and times of regular Board of County Commissioners meetings.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix? Audio check, Sean.
You're good. It just all went out, so you should be good now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me read the item once again. 9E, resolution, consideration of resolution 24-005, establishing a schedule for periodic meetings, dates and times for meetings for the Department of Human Services, parentheses, DHS. Mr. Dorenkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, establishing schedule for periodic meeting dates and times for the transaction of business of the board acting in its capacity as the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services during the calendar year 2024. Resolution number 24-005. Whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners serves as Los Angeles County Board of Human Services in conformance with CRS 26-1-116. And whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services is required to meet periodically to conduct human services related businesses and consider such other human services related matters as may come before the Board of Human Services. And whereas Los Angeles County Board of Human Services, in conformance with state statute, oversees the provision of public assistance within the county in accordance with the rules and regulations established by the Colorado Department of Human Services for the administration of public assistance and welfare activities. Whereas the Los Angeles County Board of Human Services shall preside at all meetings of the Board of Human Services and, when authorized by board action, shall execute all documents approved by the Board of Human Services. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, one, for the calendar year 2024, the Board of County Commissioners shall meet in its capacity as the Board of Human Services at 1 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month. Two, All meetings of the Board of Human Services shall begin at 1 p.m. unless otherwise posted, shall be held in the Commissioner's Chambers in Los Angeles County Courthouse, Room 201, located at 200 East 1st Street, Trinidad, Colorado, or virtually. Three, the Chairman of the Board of County Commission shall also serve as the Chairman of the Board of Human Services. On a motion made to second, confirm to vote, this resolution was adopted the second day of January 2024. Order the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature laws.
Any discussion? Otherwise, I will entertain the motion.
Move for approval of Resolution 24-005, establishing a schedule for periodic meeting dates, times, meetings for the Department of Human Services.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hans?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9F, consideration of Resolution 24-006, designating holiday observation for the fiscal year 2024. Mr. Dorenkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating holidays be observed by Los Angeles County during the calendar year 2024, including New Year's Day 2025, Resolution Number 24-006. Whereas Los Angeles County is a unit of local government within the state of Colorado, we recognize various holidays that occur during the calendar year 2024, and whereas authority is vested in the Board of County Commissioners to designate those holidays to be observed by Los Angeles County during the calendar year 24. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the following dates occurring during the calendar year 2024 shall be observed as official holidays recognized by Los Angeles County, shall include New Year's Day 2025, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January 15, 2024, President's Day, Monday, February 19, 2024, Memorial Day, Monday, May 27, 2024, Independence Day, Thursday, July 4, 2024, Labor Day, Monday, September 2, 2024, Columbus Day, Monday, October 14, 2024, Veterans Day, Monday, November 11, 2024, Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28, 2024, Day After Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29, 2024, Christmas Eve, Tuesday, December 24, 2024, Christmas Day, Wednesday, December 25, 2024, New Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 31, 2024, New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1, 2025. On a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature notes.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. I want to put a clarification for my notes. I had used the word fiscal year 2024 and it's academic. It's not fiscal, it's basically a calendar year. So I just want to put the clarification up there. Commissioners, any questions on that? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve Resolution 24-006, designation holiday observations 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. No. No, the resolution is correct. My comment was incorrect when I used the word fiscal instead of calendar. Yeah, no. Thank you so much. 9G, consideration of resolution 24-007, establishing the hours of operation for Los Angeles County departments and offices. Mr. Dorenkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the hours of operation for offices and departments of Los Angeles County Government during calendar year 2024, Resolution Number 24-007. Whereas in accordance with CRS 30-10-109, the Board of County Commissioners is authorized to establish the hours of operation for all offices and departments of the county for access by public and the transaction of daily business during calendar year 2024. And whereas it is the desire of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County to accommodate the needs of the general public during 2024 to provide access to the various offices and departments of the county by establishing hours of operation during which time the general public may transact business in such offices and departments except for designated holidays, such businesses to include the payment of taxes and fees, obtaining information, acquiring licenses, records, and other documents, etc. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, 1, public hours excluding road and bridge and maintenance. During the calendar year 2024, all offices, including but not limited to assessor, clerk, and recorder, public trustee and treasurer and departments of Los Angeles County, excluding road and bridge maintenance, shall be open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. to the public. These offices and departments will be closed Saturday through Sunday and on designated holidays. 2, public access to the courthouse. Public access into the Los Angeles County courthouse shall be allowed Monday through Friday, beginning at 7:30 a.m. and concluding at 5 p.m., except for designated holidays. However, access to various offices and agencies during these times may be limited to the public hours of operations. On a motion made and second, affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024. By order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. Any discussion, commissioners? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of resolution 24-007. Establishing the hours of operation for Los Angeles County departments and agencies.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Quick on his feet, Commissioner. 9H, consideration of resolution 24-008, establishing posting locations of meeting notices for Los Angeles County and Department of Human Services meetings. Mr. Dorenkamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission, Los Angeles County, Colorado, establishing the posted location of meeting notices for the Board of County Commissioners meetings and the Board of Human Services meetings for the calendar year 2024. Resolution number 24-008. The Board of County Commissioners and is seated as the Board of Human Services for Los Angeles County in conformance with CRS 24-6S-402, the Colorado Open Meeting Act, is required to conduct county business meetings open to the public and to provide the public with timely notice of its meeting dates, time, and locations. And whereas it is the duty of the Board of County Commissioners to provide timely public notice of the date, time, location, subject matter of issue to be considered by the board, the meeting to consider action on any policy, position, resolution, rule, or regulation, or to take formal action on any matter that may come before the Board of County Commissioners or in its capacity as the Board of Human Services. And whereas CRS 24-6-402, parentheses C, provides for public bodies to satisfy compliance by the timely posting of notices of such public meetings on the Los Angeles County website with a minimum of 24 hours of advance notice and practical of the date, time, location, subject matter of issues to be considered by the Board of County Commissioners. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, pursuant to CRS 24-6-402-2C, notices of meetings of the Board of County Commissioners and the Board of Human Services of 2024, including when practical, a specific agenda identifying the subject of all matters to be considered by the board during such public meetings, shall be posted on the following: 1, website, https://losangelescounty.gov/ on both of those. And 2, the Board of County Commissioners designates the following locations as official posting places for notices of meetings: the Board of County Commissioners, the Board of Human Services, and the Board of County. If the Board of County Commissioners is unable to post a notice online in exigent or emergency circumstances, such as a power outage or interruption in internet service that prevent the public from accessing the notice online, 8, bulletin board placed at the entrance of the west doors of Los Angeles County Courthouse facing Maple Street, Trinidad, Colorado. B, a bulletin board is placed at the Commissioner's Chambers entrance located in room 201 of Los Angeles County Courthouse. The courthouse is located 200 East First Street, Trinidad, Colorado. On a motion made and second affirmative vote, this resolution is adopted on the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. Discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 24-008, establishing posting locations of meeting policies for Los Angeles County Department of Human Service meetings.
Second motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9I, consideration of resolution 24-009, designating DMC Auditing and Consulting LLC as fiscal auditor for Los Angeles County in 2024. Mr. Darwin, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, designating DMC Auditor Consulting LLC as fiscal auditor for Los Angeles County for 2024. Resolution number 24-09. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners is required to have prepared annually a fiscal audit of all financial statements of the county for each fiscal year, reflecting the financial condition of the county courts with generally acceptable county principles and auditing standards. And whereas such a fiscal audit is required to be prepared by a certified public accountant licensed by the state of Colorado, now therefore being resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board of County Commissioners hereby designates the firm DMC Auditing and Consulting LLC as a financial auditor for Los Angeles County for the fiscal year 2024. On a motion made to second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024 by order of Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
You have any discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of Resolution 24-009, designating DMC Auditing Consulting LLC and Fiscal Auditor for Los Angeles County 2024.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9J, consideration of Resolution 24-010, appointing a Veteran Service Officer. Mr. Rowan Camp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, appointing a Veterans Service Officer for Los Angeles County, Colorado, with a term of 2024-2026. Resolution number 24-10010. Pursuant to CRS 285-8011, is the duty of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County to establish a County Veterans Service Office and to appoint a County Veterans Service Officer for a 2-year term. He shall be charged with responsibilities of providing assistance to veterans of military service residing in Los Angeles County, and whereas pursuant to CRS 28-5-8021, the County Veterans Service Officer must be a resident of the state of Colorado to have served in the United States Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, Postal, or Coast Guard, or any auxiliary branch thereof, and such appointee must be well qualified based on education experience to perform the duties of County Veterans Service Officer. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners sought the advice and counsel of local residents of Los Angeles County in consideration the appointment of a County Veteran Service Officer, now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that Mr. Ray Udom is hereby appointed as the Los Angeles County Veteran Service Officer for a term beginning January 2, 2024, ending January 4, 2026. On a motion made to second an affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted on the second day of January 2024, Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dorenkamp. Discussion?
A couple of questions. What's up on the dates? The term in January 2nd, 2024, and the date of the 2026? What are the dates of
Let's check the calendar, see how it goes.
Good point. It might be the first meeting on 2026, but.
I just didn't know that pretty much. That's the thing.
So the 2026, the first meeting will be January 6th. So
I think you're okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because the first meeting is on the 6th in 2026.
We want to overlap that and change it to January 6th instead of January 4th. So to still be employed.
I would think that'd be a good idea because we need a VSO officer up through the time that you appointed. So
time that we need. So we're gonna
amend.
I think the amendment is gonna be going to January 6th of 2024.
So change.
Yes. Yes, but that's the recommendation. So therefore, now.
I'll do that. My motion.
Yes. Go ahead and. Any other discussion on that, commissioners? So when you make the motion, make the recommendation.
Chairman, I make the motion to approve Resolution 24-010 with the correction of ending term of January 6, 2026.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Lucero, for that great catch. 9K, consideration of resolution 24-011. Kim Ambulance District License Renewal 011-911. Mr. Dorican, please read the resolution. Happy New Year.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, renewing the Kim Ambulance District KADM Ambulance Service License, thereby allowing KAD to provide ambulance services support within Los Angeles County for 2024. Resolution number 24-011. Whereas the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, the Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services Divisions, and the State Board of Health have enacted rules permitting, have enacted rules pertaining to the administration of emergency service operations within each respective county within Colorado. And whereas in July 2006, Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners adopted rules and regulations establishing minimum standards for the provision of ambulance services within Los Angeles County in conformance with said state agency rules and regulations. And whereas the ambulance service license was initially issued to the Kim Ambulance District in December 2006 and has been renewed annually through 2023, authorizing it to operate an ambulance service in Los Angeles County in compliance with the Los Angeles County Ambulance Service Regulations and License and Procedures Manual. And whereas the Kim Ambulance District has filed an application requesting renewal of its 2023 license, seeking authorization to provide ambulance service within Los Angeles County 2024. And whereas Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners at their regular meeting on December 19, 2023, approved the application of the Kim Ambulance District. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the Board hereby authorizes renewal of the ambulance service license issued to the Kim Ambulance District provision of ambulance services within Los Angeles County for 2024 in conformance with the rules and regulations adopted by Los Angeles County, Colorado. On a motion made and second, affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dorncamp. Any discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval of resolution 24-00011, Kim Ambulance District License Renewal.
Second motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9L, consideration of resolution 24-012, Trinidad Ambulance District License Renewal. Mr. Dorncamp, please read the resolution.
Resolution of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, renewing the Trinidad Ambulance District Grand TAD and Grand Ambulance Service License, thereby allowing TAD to provide ambulance service support within Los Angeles County during calendar year 2024. Resolution 24-012. Whereas the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Health Facilities and Emergency Medical Services Division and the State Board of Health have enacted rules pertaining to the administration of emergency services operation within each respective county within Colorado. And whereas in July 2006, Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners adopted rules and regulations established minimum standards for the provision of ambulance services within Los Angeles County, conformance with said state agency rules and regulations. And whereas the ambulance service license was initially issued to the Trinidad Ambulance District in December 2006, has been renewed annually through 2023, authorizing it to operate an ambulance service in Los Angeles County in compliance with Los Angeles County Ambulance Service Regulations and License and Procedures Manual. And whereas the Trinidad Ambulance District has filed an application request for renewal of its 2023 license seeking authorization to provide ambulance service within Los Angeles County for calendar 2024, now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, 1. The Board hereby authorizes the renewal of the ambulance service license issued to Trinidad Ambulance District for the provision of ambulance services in Los Angeles County for the calendar year 2024 in conformance with the rules and regulations adopted by Los Angeles County, Colorado. On a motion made and second, affirmative vote, this resolution is adopted on the second day of January 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, sir. Discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain the resolution.
Motion to approve resolution 24 0012, Trinidad Ambulance District License Renewal.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Pete Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Then we'll go to Section 10, Financial Matters. Consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of December 2023. Finance Director Coburn.
Payroll as of December 31st, 2023 is $220,911.94. Do we have any questions on payroll? No. Invoices paid on December 20th. $482,799.34 within this packet. The only thing I wanted to bring to your attention was Road and Bridge purchase. Let's see, a brush cutter mower for $46,000, a Caterpillar for $283,000, and then the rest was repairs. But anything else that I might have missed that to bring to your attention on bills?
Thank you, Finance Director. Commissioners, any questions?
I have.
Hearing that, I will entertain the motion.
Move for approval of bills and payroll for the second half of December 2023.
Second motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Having no other items on the agenda, at this point in time, this concludes this meeting on Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you once again to all and Happy New Year.
Mr. Lopez. Hello.